Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been in the book of Jeremiah for several weeks now, and I hope you're enjoying it. It's a good book, and I think that there's a lot of good stuff in there that we can learn. And we've been in it for quite some time. Let's get right into our chapter 44 now. Chapter 44, if you'd like to follow along. It's been very, very informative, and I believe that we can learn a lot. So let's get right into our study. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah for all the Jews living in the land of Egypt. Now, we left off about 8. Let's go ahead and skip up. Provoking me to anger with the works of your hands, burning sacrifices to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you are entering to reside, so that you might cut off, that you might be cut off, and be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. This is something God has warned against over and over and over again. He has repeated this, and I'm sure that you remember hearing it, and you remember what God said concerning the things about this worshiping other gods and burning incense to other gods, burning your children, sacrificing your children, different things that he said over and over again, and it's nothing new. But let's read it. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? But they have not become contrite, even to this day. Nor have they feared nor walked in my way, or my laws, my statutes, which I have set before you and before your fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am going to set my face against you for woe, even to cut off all Judah. I'm setting my face against you for woe. And that doesn't sound good at all, does it? For woe. I'm setting my face against you for woe. And I'm cutting you off. And I will take away the remnant of Judah who have set their mind on entering the land of Egypt to reside there. And they will all meet their end in the land of Egypt. They will fall by the sword and meet their end by famine, both by small and great. Both small and great will die by the sword and the famine, and they will become a curse, an object of horror, and an imprecation and a reproach. And I will punish those who live in the land of Egypt as I have punished Jerusalem with the sword and the famine and the pestilence. You know, God has said this over and over again. Nothing is new. He's said it again and again and again and again. This is the same thing. We forget these lessons or refuse to learn them that God has taught his people over and over again and repeat the same mistakes as the people of Judah. They struggled with this, to forget their sins, their former sins. It was to get them to repent, not to repeat them. And they failed to learn from the failure. And they failed to learn from past history. And your past is your schooling of experience. That is your school of experience, your past. You learn from it or you die from it. One of the two. The further we drift away from God, the more confused our thinking becomes. And whatever spiritual life was left in the Israelites when they went to Egypt was lost as it sank into the depths of idolatry and child sacrifice and sacrifice to false gods. And they kept on doing it. The escape to Egypt had brought a change in their pagan worship habits, and they blame their trouble on their neglect of their idols. But idol worship had started all their problems, and in the first place, and they kept blaming themselves because they didn't sacrifice enough to their false gods. Can you imagine that? That's what you call sick. That is what you call sick behavior. And it's so sick, they can't be healed. And if they could be healed, they would have. But there was just no healing them at all. They had no spirituality. They had no ability to come back to God, to repent. And it's sad because sometimes you get to the point where you can't come back. You get to the point of no return, and you have no ability to repent. You have no ability, and no want to. You know, let me say this. Except the Lord draw a person, they cannot repent. They cannot come back. They cannot get back with God. It has to be something that is God-given. And God will give the increase. If a person is truly sincere about coming back, God will give the want to, and he'll make sure. If you take a step toward him, then he'll take a step towards you. But you have to take that step. If you don't, you're on your way to the same conclusion as these people that were headed to Egypt. They were headed to Egypt. They thought they were going to be saved. But Nebuchadnezzar went in and took the whole land of Egypt. He took it all. The people refused to recognize the true source of their problems. Departure from God. That was their problem. And departure from God's leading. When calamity forces you to examine yourself, take a close look at God's instructions for you, because that's the time that it might be a time for change. He says, I'll punish those who live in the land of Egypt as I have punished Jerusalem, with the sword and the famine and the pestilence. So there will be no refugees or survivors for the remnant of Judah who have entered into the land of Egypt to reside there and to return to the land of Judah, to which they are longing to return and live, for none will return except a few refugees. Then all the men who were aware that their wives were burning sacrifices to other gods, along with all the women who were standing by as a large assembly, including all the people who were living in Pathros in the land of Egypt, responded to Jeremiah saying, as for the message that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we are not going to listen to you. This is the women that were sacrificing to false gods. This was the women. You know, a lot of times, women, for some strange reason, can become very evil. And this is something that I don't know why, but it can become very, very evil. Take a look at Jezebel and these that some of these became so evil, it's unbelievable. And you'd think it wouldn't be possible, but it is. And we must at least take a look at it and investigate this. Let's read on. But rather, we will certainly carry out every word that is proceeded from our mouths. You see that? So hell-bent in doing the evil thing and doing what they want to do, they said, we will carry out what we're going to do and what we want, regardless of what you say. We're not going to listen. We're not going to hear it. We're not going to do anything you say. But rather, we'll certainly carry out every word that proceeded out of our mouths by burning sacrifices to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, just as ourselves, our forefathers, our kings, and our princes did in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for then we had plenty of food and were well off and saw no misfortune. Can you imagine? We didn't see any misfortune, but it was coming. But they didn't realize it. They brought it on themselves. They brought it on themselves and didn't see it. How would you like to bring it on yourself and not see it coming? That is a hopeless, crazy, stupid thing to do. You know, to bring it on yourself, first of all, and to not see it coming. But since we stopped burning sacrifices to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have met our end by the sword and by the famine. God told them that they were going to meet with this. Unless they submitted to the to Nebuchadnezzar, they were going to meet up with the sword and famine. That they would not listen. And said the women, when we were burning sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, was it without our husbands that we made for her sacrificial cakes in her image and poured out drink offerings to her? Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to the men and the women, even to all the people who were giving him such an answer, saying, as for the smoking sacrifices that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your forefathers, your kings and your princes and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them? And did not all this come into your mind? So the Lord was no longer able to endure it, because of the evil of your deeds, because of the abominations which you have committed. Thus your land has become ruin, an object of horror, curse, without an inhabitant, as it is this day, because you have burned sacrifices, have sinned against the Lord, and not obeyed the voice of the Lord, or walked in his law, his statutes, or testimonies. Therefore, this calamity has befallen you. It has this day. It's not because you've failed to burn offerings to the Queen of Heaven. Let me get that straight. Jeremiah is trying to straighten this out. Because it's not because of that. It's because of your sin. And they didn't realize it. They just couldn't. They were incapable of repenting. They were incapable of repenting. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us not to be incapable of repentance. Help us to see when we're wrong. Help us to realize it and help us do something about it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email and also write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.